And your father?
My father, my mother. Were you talking about my mother?
Yes, ma'am.
She was in that first war they had years, years ago. And my father was in the war.
Is that right?
And my grandfather got wounded in the war when his legs were shot off. Well, both my granddaddies got hurt. One of them's legs was shot off and the other one was wounded some way. But my husband never did have to go. But he was fixing to have to go when he closed down. With Germany over there.
Yes. Yeah. World War One. Mm-hmm. That was.
He got out of that. He was about 31 years old, but the station had called me.
Sure. But your father and both of your grandfathers then were in the war between the states.
Mm-hmm. Between the states, both of them.
Were they,
I never did see none of them. But they was in both of them. So Mama was born right after he left for the service, I think, when she was born.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't see the child till he got back home. And he said, they say that then, when they come from over there, they'd have to put off the clothes in the woods before they'd let them could come to the house. The lice and stuff was so bad on them. You know, his grandma carried his clothes to the woods and he dressed them and they stuck fire to everything he had on. Then had to get him out of his head.
Sure. That sounds bad. Well, now, you told me that your father was a farmer and he had a meat market, didn't he?
Yeah, he had a meat market in Lexington. He died when I was 12 years old, so I tried to run the thing, but I couldn't do it. Then you had to cut the meat yourself.
Sure.
And I couldn't do it, but the store next to me had come in and cut it.
And,
But I had to do away with it because I was too young. I couldn't fool
sure.
with it. And fish and things.
Sure.
So we moved out in the country then, and they proper died.
Uh-huh. And had he grown up near Leslie out there, too?
No, he was up in Bellevilleville. He was raised up there.
Right. Do you have any family living up around Ellaville, or does he have any of his family up there now?
Most of that family has moved out from there. Yeah, I seen them.
Mm-hmm.
But I was small and I don't remember none of them.
Sure.
Because they moved out to other places. Now there's some Walters is up there that's kin to me, but we don't know one another.
Mm-hmm.
Because of first cousins. So I lived at Leicester then, and then you had to go in the mules and buggies. You didn't visit much.
Sure. Okay, and... but both of your parents could read and write?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And...
Now my husband's parents could. They never wanted me, either one never did go to school today.
Mm-hmm.
And she could sing a song just as good as anybody sang. We never went to school.
Oh, here's one I didn't get. If you know, you might talk about a mountain, a place that's up real high, and what would be the opposite of that? Down a low place would be a... There's up in the
gully.
Mountain, and down in the...
Do you call it gullies?
Okay, or what about a valley?
A what?
Valley?
Bank.
Valley?
Valley. Well, valley would do.
Okay. And if somebody asks you if you know how to drive a car, they might say...
I say no, because I don't.
Uh-huh.
And... I never did learn.
Does your daughter?
Oh, yeah. All my daughters and son, too.
Do what now?
All of my daughters drive cars.
Oh.
My oldest daughter died.
Yes.
And she learned before she married to drive a car. They just come in good.
And you might say, well, I had to go to the doctor and my daughter drew me down there. How would you say?
Drove.
Yeah, okay. And